You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison maintains Australia is satisfied with its climate change policy, despite a new report calling for immediate changes across society to prevent an increase in world temperatures. The report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warns there will be a global catastrophe if temperature rises exceed pre-industrial levels by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius by the middle of the decade. The scientists say current government commitments to curb climate change under the Paris Climate Agreement, even if fully met, would still leave the world on track for about 3 degrees of warming. The chair of the panel, Ho Sung Lee, says coal-fired electricity must end by 2050 if the world is to limit global warming increases to 1.5 degrees.
First, climate change is already affecting people, ecosystems, and livelihoods all around the world. Second, limiting warming to 1.5 degrees is not impossible, but will require unprecedented transitions in all aspects of society. Every bit of warming matters.
Mr. Morrison says he will consider the report, but maintains Australia is satisfied with meeting its targets under the Paris Agreement.
Look, we'll look at the report carefully. The government, Australia, has its commitments. They're set down 26% by 2030. We'll meet those commitments, just like we've met Kyoto 1 and we'll meet Kyoto 2. We have our policies and plans in place to achieve that, whether it's the small or the large-scale red or the various other measures we have in place. We'll look at this report. It was only a year ago the same report said that the mix of policies Australia had was right on the money.
Figures from the Department of the Environment and Energy show black and brown coal generated about 62% of Australia's electricity in 2016-17. Renewable sources like wind and hydro generated 15.6%. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the lights would go out on the east coast of Australia if coal-fired production was phased out. But Greens MP Adam Bandt says it is imperative that Australia abandons its reliance on coal for power and income.
When it comes to coal, Australia is the world's biggest drug dealer. Australia is responsible for sending coal off to other countries, and the atmosphere doesn't care where it gets burnt, but Australia is enabling the kind of climate pollution that the world scientists are now telling us we've got to stop.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says coal is an important part of Australia's energy mix. He has told Sky News it should not be phased out.
I'm very much supportive of the coal industry, very much supportive of what those workers in high-vis vests do, whether they're in Queensland or New South Wales or wherever they might happen to be in Australia. Understand the concerns, understand the IPCC report. I'll certainly consider what it has to say. But the fact is coal mining does play, and coal-fired power stations do play an important part of our energy mix in Australia and will do so going forward.
Australian Conservation Foundation Chief Executive Kelly O'Shaughnessy says coal is no longer a viable option anywhere in the world. Ms. O'Shaughnessy says the Australian government needs to change direction.
I think the government is trying to dismiss this plan. They do have a bit of a love affair with coal and see the use of coal in Australia going on forever. But what we know is that we can phase out in a responsible, planned way over the next couple of decades into clean energy. And we know clean energy is wonderful because it's not polluting, it does not warm our climate. Also, it's actually cheaper for people and will create a lot of new jobs. So hanging on to coal, like our government currently is reckless and very dangerous because it will fuel global warming.
Farmers say they are ready to move towards more renewable energy in light of the report. Farmers for Climate Action's Chief Executive, Verity Morgan-Schmidt, says the government needs to have a fully funded national strategy on agriculture and climate change after the report highlighted a dire outlook for the sector.
We're seeing challenges such as an increasing late-season frost risk across southern Australia. We're seeing deeper and more severe and more frequent droughts, which are already playing havoc with our agricultural production system. You know, farmers are committed to intergenerational equity. They're committed to farming sustainably into the future. What we need is a policy framework. We need the political leadership and the decisive action, of course, to be mirrored in an international arena. But we as Australia also need to step up and take our part and move forward collectively, having grappled with the realities of what this means for our industries.
The Conservation Foundation's Kelly O'Shaughnessy says immediate action from the Australian government is imperative.
this is not just an impact on the natural world, this is an impact on all living things, including humans. That's why we need to reduce the amount of global warming, limit it to as little as possible, because the hotter the world gets, the more dangerous it is to live in.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.